Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Vav Omud Aleph, and we'll Mirtz Hashem finish up in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah, Simen Kuf Samach Aleph, which deals with some more halachos of what constitutes a chatzitza. And in fact, the Mechaber will chazer over some of the stuff that we learned in Sif Aleph. So he starts with Sif Beis and he says, Kol Dover Sheino Makbid Olav Eino Chotzitz. If you're not makbid about something, if it doesn't bother you that something is there, so as we've already pointed out, if it's on a minority of your hand or in terms of a tefillah, if it's on a minority of your body, if you're not makbid about it, so then it's not considered a chatzitza. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Aleph explains, Hainu imhu b'miyuto davka. Again, as I already pointed out, is only if you're dealing here with a minority of the area that's going to be either immersed in the mikvah or for netilas yadayim. Mishneh Berurah says, even though the Mechaber already mentioned this din, it's not a chiddush over here what he's saying, it's actually a reiteration. He duplicates it. He says it again over here. Mishum dekol asif hazeh hu divrei harashba mamish. Because this entire sif is a verbatim quote from the Rashba, as it's brought down kimuva beveis Yosef. And therefore, v'rotza la'atiko bilshono. So therefore, the Mechaber wanted to quote the exact words of the Rashba. So even though it's a little bit repetitious, he quotes sif beis here verbatim. And he continues in the Mechaber, and he says, "Hayadarko shozela hakbid." If this person is particular, he's makbid about this type of a dirt or some material over here, as opposed to v'ze ein darko lakbid, and somebody else might not be makbid on this. Lemisha darko lakbid chotzeis, for the person that it is a hakpada, he's upset, he doesn't want that dirt or smudge over there, so then he is going to have a problem with the chatzitz if he washes until a sidaim through that area that he's makbid on. Lemisha ain't darko lahakbid, ain't no chotzis. But for somebody, it doesn't bother them. They have a little dirt over there. So then he is not going to have a problem with his netilas yadayim. It'll be perfectly good. And you see here in the Shari Tshuva, in the bracketed asterisk, a quote that we had yesterday, we brought down from the Dirshu footnotes. V'im b'mokum zeh, nedibra maskul, lemisha darko lahakbid. Im b'mokum zeh, anshi amokum makpidim, b'mokum acher ain't makpidim. If in your place people are makpid, in another place they're not makpid, so then the Birki Yosef, because of the Birki Yosef, she'em ruba the amu makpidim, if the majority of people in the world are in fact makpid about such as dirt or stain, batel mokum zeh legabe ruba the amu, then your individual city, your individual community, even though they're not makpid, their das, their understanding, standing is batel to the rest of the world. And this is within that we had mentioned outside yesterday in the name of the Shari Tshuva. Here is the source for that Shari Tshuva. The Mechaber continues, Keitzad, give an example of this that some people are makbid, some people are not. If one person is a professional dyer and therefore his hands are filled with dye. So for him, he doesn't care. He has dye on his hand all the time. So for him, it's not considered a chatzitza. And it's not just that there's a discoloration underneath the skin, which can't be taken off anyway. But he's talking about you actually have real pieces of the dye. You have mamoshus over here on his hands. But since he doesn't care about it, it doesn't bother him. And it's on a minority of the hand. So therefore, for this dyer, the stain or the dirt, the schmutz from the dye that's literally mamoshus, it's real substantive on his hand, is not considered a hakpada, and therefore it's not considered a chatzitza. However, lo hayotza, but the guy's not a professional dyer, he's a regular person, and it bothers him to have dye on his hands. Im hayu yodav tzuas, and if his hands then do have the mamoshus of this dye on their hands, v'yesh mamash atzeva yodav, there's actual substance over there to this dye, then harei zechotzes, it would be a chatzitza, and the person couldn't do netilas yadayim until he cleaned off that area. And the reason for this is shadio hayavesh, if it's dried on to his hands, mamoshus of the dye, chotzeitz, that is a chatzitza. However, v'halach, if it's still moist, then it's not chotzeitz, as we'll explain, because the water from the netilas yadayim can, so to say, mix with the watery dye and actually come into contact with all of his hand, and therefore it's not a chatzitza physically. But if it's dried on to him, then it is, if this person is makbid about it, he's not a professional dyer, so he's makbid about this dried up dye on his hand, and therefore for it is a chatzitza. Mishneh Berurah in Siv Katan Yud Beis writes, his hands were filled with dye. Rotzo lomar, miktsas mimakom hanatila. Not the entire hand, because if you have the majority of the hand, then even if you're not makbid, as we've already pointed out in yesterday's share, if the majority of the area that you're doing netila sidayim on is in fact having some sort of a chatzitza, so the fact that you're not makbid doesn't help. Dilu hayo rubo, if you have the majority of your hand, the Mishneh Berurah says, a person who has the majority of his hand with the chatzitza, even though he's not machbid about it, it in fact is a halachic chatzitza, and he'd have to clean off that area before he could do it until he's a dayan. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out, in a moment we're going to talk about whether women wear a ring or not, if that's a chatzitza. So we're going to speak about there where women have the custom where they go put either nail polish on their hands or they put other adornments on their hands in order to make their hands beautiful. So shama filu koyidem suosnami, even if their entire hand then in that situation has this chatzitza on it that's to make their hands beautiful. Since in this situation, it's not that they don't care that it's there. They bedavka want it over there, and they don't want it to come off. And that is for beautification. In that situation, it's not a chatzitza. It's as if it's part of their hand. And it doesn't make it into a chatzitza. The issue for number 20 brings down, therefore, from the Shelis of Chuvus Orlet Zion, that women who put nail polish on their hands, so Ein Zeh Chotzeitz L'Tilas Yadayim. It's not a problem if a woman's wearing nail polish that she doesn't Tilas Yadayim with the nail polish on, because she wants it to be there. However, he adds, if the nail polish breaks off on one particular nail, for example, so then it is a chatzitza, because in that situation the woman is makpid, she's makpida lahasiro, she's makpida, she doesn't want it there, it makes her look bad if she has one nail that's all cracked and doesn't have nice nail polish on it, so then it does make it into a chatzitza, because she doesn't want it there, and she's makpid about it, she won't go out in public like that, she'll make sure she gets rid of that nail polish, so therefore she can't do netilas yadayim until she gets rid of that nail polish. Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita agrees with this, and he writes that if women put on artificial nails as well, that's not considered a chatzitza because they want those artificial nails to be on. However, he says, legabe tefillah in a mikvah, we're makbid to take off both the nail polish and the artificial nails. And this is based upon a Ramon Yoredei, Shalachatrilo, Yesh Lahasir, called Matrilo, Gam Dvarm She'enu Chotusin. Even when you're doing a Tvila, something that's not a Chatzitza should be taken off by Tvila with stricter. But by Natilo Sidayim, if a woman has artificial nails on, if she has nail polish on, or as the Mishnah Berurah had pointed out, if she has some other sort of a beautification agent on her hands that she bedafka wants there, so that's not a Chatzitza. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel continues and he says, if the person's a butcher, he has dried blood on his hand, it's not considered a chatzitza for the butcher. If a person's in the business of selling fats, he has various types of fats or grease on his hand, also it's not considered a chatzitza. However, another person, somebody who's not a butcher, is not a wax salesman, has the blood, the dried blood, or the wax on his hand, the fats on his hand, that is a chatzitza, chotzeitz. If he's both, he's both a butcher, he has the blood, and he also sells the fats. He has both of them. Also, the Mogen of Rom says both of them don't constitute a chatzitza, there ain't no chotzeitz in this situation. The issue foot number 21 has the interesting scenario, what about sometimes a person's makbid about it and sometimes a person's not makbid about it? So the Ravid brought down in the Beis Yosef says, in regards to a tefillah, it is considered a chatzitza. And he further brings down from Shulchan Aruch in Siv Gimel, Shetabas nechsheves chatzitza, machma shele'itim makpidim lohoridos, lohorida kagon b'shas alisha, that a ring is considered a hakpada, and you have to take off the ring if you take it off when you're needing a challah. K-N-E-E-D. And he brings down from Rav Nissen Karlitz Shlita, Shemikol Mokum Besuch Chatzitza Kazeh, in such a situation, Im Yesh Mishen O Makbid Ol V'Kal, if somebody is at all not at all Makbid on it, so then it's not considered a Chatzitza in this situation, because E'ev Shalomar Shabbat L'Daito Eitzel Rov Bnei Yodim, in this situation you can't say his Das is nullified by all the other people. Shagam Eitzel Rov Bnei Yodim Yesh Matzovim Zumanim Shalomakidim, because in this scenario, there are many times that many people don't care about it. So if he absolutely doesn't care about it, it's not considered a chatzitza. What happens, he brings down, if a person is makbid on something only on Shabbos, but he's not makbid about it during the weekdays. So he brings down from the Shelus of Chuvus Kol Godo, brought down by Rav Sternbach Shlita in the Chuvus V'Anhagos, Shechotzeitz Af B'Yom Chol. According to this first opinion, it's a chatzitza. If it bothers him on Shabbos, even though it doesn't bother him on the weekdays, it's a chatzitza even on the weekdays. However, he brings down from the Shelus Hatshuva Zichron Yehosef that the Ravid's words over here that this is all based upon, and the Taz as well, don't really say that. He says that the Hakpada is damenis leprokim in a situation where sometimes yes, sometimes no, you're not makbid. That's in a scenario like with the kneading of the dough. that's based upon a specific event. But if it's not going to happen on a regular basis, it just happens irregularly, so then that's not something that the woman is considered makpedis on. And he adds, even if on Shabbos he would be makpid, that's not considered chatzitza during the weekdays. For example, the butcher and the dyer, in Shabbos, they get ready for Shabbos, they get their hands clean. But the rest of the week, they don't care at all. It's not considered chatzitza. So to over here. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, and the Igros Moshe, says this is the correct explanation of the Zichron Yehosef, that if a person is makbid on Shabbos, it doesn't mean he's makbid during the weekdays. And in fact, the Igros Moshe writes, Zehu Tam Nochon, Vzehu Kavonis HaZichron Yosef, and even if it's not, he says it's still a Tam Nochon. Sivkot Yudalad, Mishnah Berurah writes, wrote Solomar, Kimo Hosam Gabi Dio Shalach Enuchotis Mitam Shinimche B'mayim. Over there, we spoke about earlier that the moist dye is able to, so to say, the water circulate with it, and it gets dissolved, so to say, and it's not a chatzitza. And therefore, Umei HaNetila Magi L'Gufo, the Netila Sidaim, can go and reach the full hand. Hu Adin L'Tzvayim Shem Kmo Dio. The same thing applies to these dyes that are like a dio, like an ink. Dafko Shemamash Olav. This is true when the mamoshus of the dye is upon it. Hoim Embo Mamish Rachazuta Shel Tzeva Bialma. But if it's not really even any mamoshes over there, it's just you have the residual coloring from the dye, so ain't shaya chatzitza, then it's not considered a chatzitza even. V'adin shachrurish ain't b'mamish ain't a chatzitza. And any type of a discoloration that doesn't have any substance to it is also not considered a chatzitza. Dishu footnote number 22 brings down from the Igros Moshe that this is true, even if the ink is actual substance over there, and it's not just a discoloration, so Rav Moshe writes, that's not called a chatzitza because it's still moist and the water can intersperse with the dye and it will allow the water to really go and go upon the entire hand. Mishnah Berurah continues, he writes, Mishikosiv Tadya, if somebody writes on a regular basis, so his hands are always filthy from the material that he's writing with, the dye, the ink, Afilu Yeshma Moshe Shodio Yovish Aletzbo, so even though he has dried ink on his hand, such a person is not considered a chatzitz of him. Enochotzitz, Tarein Darko Lakbidaz, because he obviously doesn't seem to be bothered by this at all. So it's Eno Makbid, it's on a small part of the hand, it's not a chatzitz. Now we go back to the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, "Zuchein hanoshim shedarkon lutzboa." Likewise, women that had the custom that they would go and dye yedehen lenoi, they would beautify the hands by putting in some sort of a dye on the hands, or anything like that. We pointed out in the ready in the footnotes from the Shelus Tshuvas Orlitzion, this would be similar to nail polish. Ain osot seva chotzitz. That beautification that the woman is doing is not considered chatzitza, and is not a problem. Then the Rama adds, "Gilde mako shal yodav." If you have a scab on your hand, in eino makbid love, if it doesn't bother you, eino chotzin. That's also not considered a chatzitza. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Tesvav, hainu rir, this is like the serous material that coagulates and forms the scab on the maka. Hayotzi min amako misyabesh v'nasa glid, and it becomes the crust that forms over a wound. Brought down the name of the Rambam. The Yesh Mefarshim, others explain, du shchin shinisrape, this is some sort of a boil that healed, v'ala or milamala, and the skin grew over it, v'yesh alav gilde, and it has some sort of a crust to it as well. Sivkot Tezayin, imeno makbid, if the person's not makbid, the Mishnah Berurah says, la siro me'ayod v'meshu mitzda b'nitilaso. It doesn't bother him when he does it until the scab won't be painful, so he doesn't feel he has to take off the scab in order to be able to do it until without pain. So then that's the definition of here. He's not makbid about it, and this is brought down in the name of the Maimer Mordechai, and he tells us to look further in the El Yerabah and the Shai Gesayi for further discussion. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Sorich lohosir atabas me'al yodo b'shas netilas yadayim. Person should take any rings off his fingers, men or women, when he does netilas yadayim, she does netilas yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudzayin, Mishum Chatzitza. The reason for this is because the water can't get in underneath the ring, and therefore potentially is a Chatzitza. Vafiluhu Rofwe. The Ramah adds, however, even if the ring is loose, so the water could get underneath it, you should still take off the ring. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudches, Rotzulomar, the Ramah is telling us, Av Shamayim Boyim Lietzba Mikol Mokum Yesh Lohasir. Even though the water can get underneath the ring because it's a loose fitting ring, you should still take it off. Mishum She'ein Onu Bikin Eze Mikri Rofwe. Because we're not certain over here how do we define a tight fitting ring and a loose fitting ring. Ulu Kadam Kame, as we'll see in a moment. Obidi Yadad, therefore, after the fact, also since the ring is loose enough, we can rely upon this after the fact that you could say that the water got in throughout the entire finger the ring didn't prevent the water from getting to the entire finger. But this would be the case. But the only time you can pour water on hands from the Tilas Yadayim and have a ring on it, not ruin it, is you pour the entire revius on it at once. As we'll learn, Mirtz Hashem, in the next simon. And the reasoning behind this is brought down in Dirshu footnote number 29, is because person has to be very careful that there aren't any pebbles or other materials left on your hand after you do Netilas Yadayim. You're washing from a bucket that maybe has some schmutz in it. So if any of that is on your hands after you do the first Netila, so the water that's on top of those little pebbles or little pieces of material cannot become tahar. It's only the water that's on your hand that become a tahar from the second pouring. So therefore, if you have a ring on and there's water on the ring, so that water cannot become tahar from the second pouring of water on your hand. And therefore, that water that would remain on the ring could potentially contaminate your hands when you touch it. So therefore, one should make sure that he pours an entire revius on the hands at once, as we'll learn in Simon Kuf Samach Beis. We've already pointed out several times when you pour an entire revius, none of the water becomes tameh. So this way, if you are wearing a ring and you're pouring the water on it, so it's not a problem of a chatzitza, but you have to make sure you pour an entire revius on so that the water that remains on the ring, which can never become tar from pouring a second water on it, doesn't contaminate your hands. The Rama continues in Yerayis, even if you don't care about it, that the ring's on you, that's still something that you should take off. Because you are going to take it off at various times. If your ring will get destroyed by working on it, let's say you're doing some work with your hands that will hurt the ring or the expensive diamond that's on the ring, so therefore you want to take it off then. So since you sometimes want it off, it's called Hakpada right now as well. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat in your test explains, the Achronim Eskovia, the Davka Isha Shadarka Lahakbid Lohasir Atabas Bishas Malacha. This is only talking about a woman who normally takes off a ring when she does malacha. For example, Hayin Rishas Lisha, when she does the kneading of the dough. Avol Yish, a man, Shein Darko Lahakbid Lasir Bishas Malacha, who normally doesn't take off his ring when he does work, Kein Darko Lolosh, because he doesn't go knead usually, so therefore, Ain Tzarek Lohasir Oso Bishas Netila, Afilu Meino Rofwe. Therefore, he doesn't have to take off the ring, even if it's not loose, because in this situation, we view the finger that's underneath the ring as not being there. And Rakim Yeshu Evan Tov. However, for a man, if it has an expensive diamond on it, Shagam Ish Darko Lahakbid Lahasi Bishas Natila, that a person doesn't want that to get wet for whatever the reason, Shalo Yislach Lik Me'amayim, so it shouldn't get ruined from the water, so then, Oz Yesh Lachush Lasiro Mishum Chatzisa, then a man would also take off his ring before he does Natila Shudayim. The issue for number 31 points out that if women don't do kneading today on a regular basis, so therefore they don't have to go and take their rings off as well. And even if they do kneading, but they normally don't take off the rings when they do their kneading, so then they don't have to take off the rings for Netilas Yadayim. But again, as we pointed out already, you have to be sure that when you do have a ring on, that you pour an entire reus of water on your hand so you don't run into the problem of the water on the ring itself remaining tummy. The Ramah then adds, and he says, nowadays people are more lenient. He says, if the ring definitely is loose enough that the water gets underneath it. However, he says, but one should be machmir and take off the ring in a situation where you're not sure if the ring is tight or loose, because we don't really know how to define tight or loose so well. Sif Dalet, the Mechaber concludes this simon and he says, Shir Netilas Yadayim, how much of the hand actually has to be washed with Netilas Yadayim? So the first opinion brings down is Kol Hayad, the entire hand, which means Ata Kone Shel Zroa, up until the point where the hand goes and connects to the forearm, which is until the wrist. But then he brings down another opinion. The first opinion is brought down in the name of the Rif. Then he brings down a different parish from the Rosh, who says, V'yei Shomrim, Ad Mekom Chibur Ha'etzbos L'chaf Hayad. You only have to wash Netilas Yadayim up until the point where the fingers connect to the hand, which would be the knuckle area. How do we pass it? Rechabe says, V'roya linhog kidas harishon. One should be machmer and wash up to the wrist. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof explains, Rotsu lomar atzof pisas hayad. The first opinion says, up until the forearm, shumakom chibur hayad vakone, the point where your hand goes, attaches itself to the arm, which is the forearm. Sivkot and Chof aleph, V'roya linhog keo, v'chule. A person should, in fact, be machmer over here, and go like the first opinion, to wash up to the wrist, Rotsu lomar. After medina mishir tzolahoku kidir shnir ein moch b'yado. Technically, we could pass it like the second sheet, the call suffix with Netilas Yadayim Lekulu, because we have a rule that when there's a suffix in regard to Netilas Yadayim, we go for the lenient opinion, as we learned in Siman Kuf Samach. We should be machmir over here to wash up to the wrist like the first opinion. And in fact, this is the way the Velt holds. Because many, in fact, Gedolim hold like this. And one should not be lenient and wash only until the knuckles, except under extenuating circumstances, there's not enough water, or other times. And he says the further discussion, this is the Bir Halacha. Dibra Maskel Roy Linog, where the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, all the Rishonim that hold like the first Shita, that are Machmer, and he says one should be Machmer like this. Sivkan Chavbez, Kedasa Risho, Numasha, with the Bishas of Chaki, Yeshlo, Mayim, and Sumsum. If you only have a little bit of water, Yuchalusmo, Chavdasa, Mekilim, then you can rely, as I mentioned, under extenuating circumstances on the more lenient opinion to wash only up until the knuckles, the Kosu Achronim, the Achronim Ed, in Pisas Yodum, Luchloch, Mizeo, Chai Gavda. But if the entire part of your hand from the knuckles to the wrist is in fact dirty, everybody agrees then, Luchuliam, and Surah Lito, Atsof, Pisas Ayad, then you should wash the entire hand up until the wrist. That concludes today's shir.